Hey everyone, welcome to Winter Park. Vikings rookie mini camp has begun. Nice to get some action back out on the field under the bright sun. We have a familiar face with us right now. It's ESPN's Kevin Seifert, who knows this team and this organization very well because he used to cover it for the Star Tribune. Now he's with ESPN, and here you are, back where you're very used to being.
Yeah, I can think back 15, 16 years ago being here for rookie minicamp, if they even had rookie minicamp then. I think it was a little bit more low-key and a few less media, but it's amazing how time flies.
Yeah, I certainly don't mean to draw this comparison as a player, but you were here covering Randy Moss when he was a rookie, and here you are covering a first-round receiver in Laquon Treadwell and another receiver who happens to capture some attention.
I'm not the Randy Moss of sports writers. That's for sure. Let's not start that one. No, it's interesting. It seems as though you know, that there was obviously a concerted effort on the Vikings' part to over the past few years, really, to rebuild their receiving group, and you know, it didn't work out with Mike Wallace last year, and so Treadwell was a guy that you know, I think all of us were looking at, you know, prior to the draft as somebody who would probably be available at 23 and somebody who could really help them. You know, the speed thing is an issue because you always need to have, at this level, you're going to have fast guys defending you, and you need to figure out a way to get away from them. So he'll just have to be off the charts on everything else, on routes and hand, using his hands and fakes and being on in line with the quarterback. So it can be done whether you've got a 4.6 or a 4.3.
Yeah, you know, are there receivers that you cover in the league who maybe aren't known for their speed but still find a way to get the job done? Are there any guys that you would not necessarily compare Laquon to skill-wise, but just the mode in which they have to operate?
I mean, speaking, you know, 16 years ago, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, and I know that's been brought up because he also had a 4.6, and it's important to note that Fitz is off the charts on everything else. You know, hands, route running, understanding the game. He's played with some very high-level quarterbacks, so everything else has to be sky-high to make up for a 4.6, but there's no reason why Laquon Treadwell can't do that. And so, and Larry Fitz isn't the only guy out there, receiver with a 4.6, but it can certainly be done. You just have to be really good in everything else.
I don't think you probably spend much time talking or covering six-round picks, but you're going to here with the Vikings because of Moritz Boehringer a little bit, aren't you?
Yes. In fact, I'm going to probably write about that soon. He's probably more of a national story, an international story, than he is a Viking story because, I mean, nothing against him or anybody. I don't think that we can count on a big contribution from him this year. You know, but there's a lot to be said in terms of the NFL trying to expand internationally. And their current viewpoint is that to expand internationally, they got to have international players in the league so people take interest. There's also a very long-term thought that maybe the NFL will need to, much as the NBA does, supplement their supply of players with international guys as well. So that will be something to watch. So it's a very big picture story, but probably not a big Viking story right now.
Last question for Kevin Seifert of ESPN. The NFC North. Give us a quick one-paragraph synopsis of the NFC North in 2016. Everyone's roster, basically this is it. I mean, there's no significant way to add to your roster at this point in time. Sometimes you get those second stage of free agency guys who can come in and contribute, but we're pretty much at the point where these are the guys you bring to camp. So what do you think about the division?
Well, it's interesting. The past few years, I used to always say, well, it's the Packers' division to lose because they had kept winning it. Now the Vikings won last year, and certainly wasn't a fluke. It wasn't the result of an injury but to somebody or Aaron Rodgers or anything like that. They were the better team last year. And so I'll stick with that. I think they, you know, they built on what they had. The Packers have done some interesting things in the offseason, most notably tight end. But I think with Jared Cook, but I think some of their defensive issues are still needing to be worked out, and how their offense moves beyond the really stagnated condition it was in last year is still to be questioned. So I still think it's the Vikings. I now think it's the Vikings division to lose, and the Packers are very close, obviously. I think the Bears made a lot of improvement on defense with John Fox as the head coach. It's going to be really interesting to watch. And the Lions are going to have to figure out what they're going to do on offense without Calvin Johnson. So that's kind of the order I see things in right now. And this is, we're on May, it's May 6th, I think. And we don't have to start the season anytime soon, fortunately, but that's where I see it now.
We're going to be down in Mankato at training camp per usual. Are you going to make a trip down there? Are we going to see you?
Plan's still forming, but hopefully I can.
All right. Very good. Look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
More from Vikings rookie mini camp coming up on Vikings.com, so please stay tuned.